right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends.
Gassed up. Yeah. We're just back. Hey, listeners. We're just back from Liberty Lockdown.
Yeah.
That came back. Mm-hmm. That was good. Nice to get out of the crack house to record.
Clint's place is so nice compared to ours.
Very
well, it was.
Very much nicer. It was, yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, our we had a nice place. We had a nice place about stuff. So Carr, not to just roll into this here, but I'm going to go free form here. I think we just go check out Liberty Lockdown if you want the good stuff, right? I'm just going to put it out here. Do you hear this thing about Greg Abbott with dogs? Did you hear about this?
No. Wait,
don't
maybe.
Tell me he turned into a white woman.
Well, actually...
No, he didn't adopt three Labradoodles.
That's... and then turn them on herself. yeah, the reason why I say such a thing is because Abbott, it did a little bill. He vetoed a bill, which was I don't know, SB 474, Cruelty Against Dogs Act or something like that. He repealed it or something.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and so it's. He goes, this is his, people are going, what do you mean you can't, what do you mean you're not going to make it illegal to chain dogs and other bullshit like that? That's crazy. It's abusive. And he put out a statement. He was like, listen, Texans love their dogs. And so it's no surprise that statutes already protect them by outlawing true animal cruelty. And then he was talking about how, like, the bill, if he was to have signed it, would have imposed, listen to this, compels every dog owner on criminal penalties.
Mm-hmm.
To monitor the tailoring of a dog's collar, mm-hmm. the amount of time a dog spends on the bed of a truck,
oh,
and
God,
listen
yeah.
to this, listen to this, Carr, the ratio of tether to dog length, as measured from the tip of the nose to the base of the tail.
Yeah, this is just a Karen bill, basically.
This is a Karen bill, that's what I wanted to, yeah, say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Karen bill.
Yeah,
and so he vetoed the Karen bill, and the fucking libs are.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, predictably right. Everything is a fucking catastrophe because they. What do they want? Technocracy.
When right, do they want
I
it?
Guess, yeah. Now, they want it right now.
Yeah.
And
but,
what technocracy means is you need a 28-inch long leash for your 24-inch long dog. I don't know. What the stupid fucking rules are.
That's you're going to jail. jail time. You're going to jail. Off to jail.
Jail time,
jail.
Baby.
Oh
God, these people suck. Don't you hate? We are a podcast of many things, right? And sometimes very few things. But I think mm-hmm. one thing we can all agree on is that we hate regulators. Mm. Hate them.
Yes. Hate them.
Wow, I fucking can't God. Stand them.
Imagine how many yeah. Texans would just assume let their dog go or put him to sleep because they don't want to. They can't afford a fucking fine. They can't afford to
right.
go to jail. Like,
this is the dog killer bill, and they're calling yeah. him a dog killer.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Major
yeah.
own to the white women. Sorry to the white women. Yep. Things like that, yeah.
Fucking your dog is still illegal.
Not cool. Act of bestiality. Sinful. Sinful.
Most importantly,
that's
sinful.
That's what we care about. That's what
well,
we care about.
We're libertarians, so it's most importantly just not economically viable.
It's not right. viable. It's not viable to continue to do
not.
That.
Uh-huh. You don't yeah. want to fuck a dog. You don't. You just no. don't want to fuck a dog. And you know who else you don't want to fuck? Hunter Biden. You don't want to fuck Hunter Biden. Very, like, this happened on a friggin' Wednesday. Again, some of the weirdest, juiciest stories that we have ever happened on fucking Wednesday in 2021.
Right.
It's infuriating. We should have just switched TLE to Fridays. Maybe we should just switch TLE to Fridays. I'm fucking pissed about that.
I'll quit. But, I swear to God.
No,
I'll
please.
I'll stage a walkout.
Please.
All right. So Fridays it is.
Yeah. Please. Oh, boy.
Bringing the union back.
So Hunter Biden is going out there and purchasing women? Did you see this? Did you see these text messages?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
He's got a cousin. He's got a cousin who's an absolute slam pig, by the way.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. Is going and texting him about how he would like to, if he would like to have women. Have mm-hmm. women. Have mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. Have them.
Have them.
And he says no yellows. That was what he was concerned about.
Well, you know, it's just locker room talk. Come on.
That's what he was concerned about. Yeah. Was he wanted his sex slaves no yellows.
Yeah.
No yellows. That was his first omission.
Yep.
He didn't say like no thumb toe or no 8,500 pounds. He said no yellow.
Where do you think? Oh man, that would be a fun exercise to just get him to rank various women and just see what comes in above.
Guarantee you, we should have looked at the text messages more, because I bet you we could have gotten a sense. We could have gotten a sense. Certainly, he likes.
He took his yellow fever vaccine.
Young women.
Oh, that could be it. Yeah.
Young women, certainly. And I do distinctly recall one of them being potentially of a man like that's description as yellow. So that's a puzzler. Maybe that's all just a
Hunter
trick.
Hunter has passed through the eye of the needle. I'm going to propose something here. He's passed through the eye of the needle. He is now untouchable. There is something that happens in American culture, maybe other cultures around the world. I'm not a cultured man myself, where you just do enough off the wall shit to the point where nobody even cares anymore. And he's passed. He's done. He can do whatever he wants.
I've thought this for a while. Let me put this out to you. He's the next Jeffrey Epstein.
Could be. Whoa. Do you think he's competent enough?
I absolutely do. Yeah, I absolutely do.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see that.
Well, that's a pretty big statement, my friend.
Call me 5 years. We'll still be doing the show. We'll talk about 5 years. Somebody do the to date. Somebody remind us somewhere 5 years.
Yeah. June 23rd, 2026.
2026, 5 years. I'll still be on, at TLE Birder, Kister. You'll know where. And just remind me that what I'm saying is, specifically, is on that date, we'll do an episode fully comparing the legacy of Jeffrey Epstein, who's I don't know whether or not he's still going to be alive in 5 years, but probably, and then Hunter Biden, and we'll really rank them and see what their disaccomplishments are. And I think you'll be surprised. I think you'll be not surprised, because we'll have had 5 years of building up to what I'm saying. So okay. I think today I'm calling. That's a shot that I am calling. That he is going to be comparable. He's going to be comparable to Jeff. And the reason why I'm being so vague is because I don't know what is legal or illegal to say here. And so I'm just kind of tiptoeing through it. I think everybody listening knows exactly what I mean.
Sure, everybody listening knows that we always tiptoe that line of legal or illegal. We've never said anything incriminating ourselves or others.
Let's give Hunter Biden the benefit of the doubt,
yes.
All right? Was he talking about underage girls, or was he just talking about the type of hooker he wants?
He was talking about yellows as in Asians. Yeah. He wasn't talking about... Yeah, he was talking about...
Trust me, Aaron knows that.
Oh, yeah.
Stop Asian Hate has been knocked out by a paint can over the top of the door at Hunter's house. And so we are now talking about whether or not there's underage... Well, that's a redundancy. Children involved.
Can I sidetrack here, though? Going after and catcalling and the Asian women, is that very white boy summer, or is that not white boy summer?
Oh, that's white boy summer. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. White boy summer is spreading the love.
Catcalling women. Yeah.
Spreading the love.
Specifically Asian women.
Every woman. All women.
Yeah.
All women. If you're Pashant, yes, all women.
Now,
yes,
Hunter Biden women. Wouldn't be catcalling an no. Asian woman, clearly.
No, and
right. That's
he's
what I'm
not,
asking. Is this white boy summer, well, or is this not?
No, this is not white boy summer.
Might be
yeah,
more inclined to
summer.
The chocolate queens or the
maybe, you know, and the, I believe the, that. Yeah,
the cocoa mommies.
You mm-hmm. absolutely, and it's not that you. It's not your inclinations that make it a problem. It's your explicit disinclinations, right? Mm. It's your no Asians, right? It's like, well, you could have said yes, vanillas. Right, but you said no Asians, right?
Yeah.
So I think what we're going to say
content.
Here, not even exclusionary so much as derogatory, right? It was okay. no yell, right? And so, yeah. And with that, white boy summer, if anything, is exclusionary, but not derogatory. We keep the anchor down.
Yeah.
We keep the anchor down. Yeah. We don't want to upend the anchor here.
If our program stands for anything, it's inclusion and tolerance.
Uh-huh, and loving all women, all yes, all women, I believe, Carl, you said hashtag yes, all women, hashtag onto the yes. episode in Twitter, hashtag yes, all women, yes, uh-huh. all women, yeah, good, I'm glad that was a conclusion that I'm really glad that we came to here, guys.
Mm-hmm. Wrapped it up.
Yeah, excellent. So, yeah, Hunter is not really a white boy summer guy, and now, so yeah, the Jeffrey Epstein thing. Again, somebody just write that down. Remind me. That's important. I believe that, guys. I really do. I'm calling that shot. I called a lot of shots. I've called shots.
I've called a lot of shots.
And the problem, I believe I've been right on shots, is the problem is I don't write them down. Someone's got to get a shot writer.
Yeah, me
and
that's
why we have a
podcast. Both been just 100% on predictions.
It's crazy.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah, right. Aaron, no. You're not going to slip. You're not going to side saddle Bird here after your predictions for 2020.
It was going to be a devoid,
a void of nothingness.
See, when a void of nothingness is something that was so nothing, I forgot it. And so now I'm here agreeing with Aaron about that, how 2020 was
going to
be a void of nothingness. It was the most filled asshole ever of all time.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
if
anybody has not listened.
Natural gas pipe and got my hammer.
if you have not listened to predictions for 2020, whenever that came out a year and a half ago, go back and listen to that, and listen to Aaron's segment, and listen to his.
He was really chuffed. He was so chuffed too.
Oh yeah.
See, the thing is, I'm hoping we're not big enough where nobody will actually remember how I called what I called and it got was wrong.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get canceled for that.
Yeah, I'm doing.
You've used the word chuffed, I think, twice on the podcast now, and I think you
chuffed.
Texted it to me one time.
I don't like it.
What's
really?
Yeah.
I'm not chuffed. A fan.
Yeah, no,
I don't know what chuffed is.
Wondering.
I think the let's find out. Let's look that up.
I think
up.
It means
chuffed.
You're like jazzed up, stoked, hard.
I feel chuffed. Yeah, there's a fit. Yeah, here you go. Listen to this. Adjective. Very pleased. I am.
Very,
I think the future is. I think the future is coming. So I'm very pleased.
It's not bright, yeah. But it's coming.
Yeah, I wanted
it's
to make
coming.
Sure that I that,
future,
that was yeah.
That
the future
like one
is
of those, like,
almost
slogans.
Yeah, the future
that, like,
is almost here.
Microsoft or American yeah. Airlines would
the
roll out.
The TLE marketing that's, team came up with that.
That's
one.
Where I'm at. Did I tell you guys I've completely flipped to Deng Xiaoping, like a Dengus? I'm very pro capitalist now.
Yeah,
I'm very
okay.
very pro capital now. Yeah, I
yeah,
like
we
it
need
a
to
lot.
Build up the material
we have to force. Yes, we have to force people to become capitalists, right? And then we have to force them to adopt free markets, and then we have to force them through the implication to have sex with us. To
and
have
then
sex
we have
us.
To force them to be chuffed about it afterwards.
They don't
say,
have
yes,
to.
That was
they're
going to
be chuffed the whole time. Not afterwards. Okay. They're going to be chuffed
during? You're
the
talking about
whole
a during,
time.
A during yeah. chuff? Oh, I haven't achieved that
mid,
yet. In my
mid-chuff.
I'm looking forward to it.
I got a name. I got a neighbor
We've
outside.
We've already violated our one-child policy.
I don't know if you guys can hear this. I don't know if you can hear this. I'm going to have to put in a sound effect to make it sound like you can. Dip in there, guys. My neighbor right now is listening to some sort of a Buddhist chant. Some sort of Buddhist chant that's going on out there. This is the neighbor who I've talked about before who looks a lot like the chick who did the spirit cooking thing. Brahman Rahmanovich. Yeah, her.
Yeah.
I
Didn't
think
she
that,
have like
that's
a really
that
long
woman.
Nose?
She, who the Marina Abramo?
Are you allowed
Abramovich?
To say that?
He's that. Yeah, no, you're on
no,
the margin.
You are. I was handing it off.
On the
I was
margin, buddy.
To our resident racist.
You're on the margin right now. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's
I'm
even I'm
orange.
Like. Ooh,
I'm not. Listen to this. I'm not chuffed. Now I'm not chuffed.
not chuffed about that.
Marina Abramovich. Right. That was her name, wasn't it? Yeah, Marina Abramovich. Let's check this out.
Phenotype check.
Really Russian, bro. You have to check this. Oh, she's a Yugoslav. She's a Slav.
Yeah, doesn't she have like a huge nose? I wasn't honestly making
that.
She
has a Slav. She does, yeah. Actually. You're very right. Hold on. Let's expose these hosts.
Expose the nose.
Marina
Operation
Abramovich.
Expose the nose. That would have been a much better slogan for the Third Reich or something. Yeah. Expose the nose.
That would have been a much better. Is that
now
he said better?
In
what way?
The Jew will get you flagged. So we switched it to
marketing?
Expose the nose.
Expose the nose.
Dude, that's
so chuffed.
That's the next generation of authoritarianism is committing genocides with catchy phrase lines.
Catchy phrases. Dude, I love it.
See, and that's what you get as a dingist. A dingist. Yeah. You're in now.
I'm in there.
As a dingist.
Sure.
So Marina Abramovich, if I was not to be so rudely interrupted again, is a Serbian conceptual and performance artist, philanthropist with one citation from the Royal Academy. Which is very reliable, a writer and filmmaker. Her work explores body art, which is a type of art made on the human body, endurance art, which is a kind of performance art involving some form of hardship, pain, solitude, or exhaustion, and feminist. I got to tell you, ever since I found out I'm getting ready to move, I've been really trying to emphasize my New Yorkerness so that when I go wherever
New
I
York.
Go, I hit like a bomb. I hit like a bomb.
Exhausted.
Feminist art, which is a category of art associated with the feminist movement and the hopeful
game. It's
probably
very similar to endurance art, right? Long and painful.
She also has explored the properties of the mind. And she's referred to herself as the grandmother of performance art. I don't know why. That's insane. Actually, that's the most insane thing that I read.
What a fag.
Let's get to it, really. Let's get down to the controversies section. Abramovich sparked controversy in August of 2016 when passages from an early draft of her memoir were released, in which, based on notes from her 1979 initial encounter with Aboriginal Australians, she compared them to dinosaurs and observed that, quote, they have big torsos. Just one bad result of their encounter with Western civilization is a high-sugar diet that bloats their bodies and their stick-like legs. Oh, my God.
Based.
She responded to the controversy, quote, I have the greatest respect for the Aborigine people to whom I owe everything.
Everything?
What a piece of shit. Among the tranche, great word, of emails leaked from John Podesta and published by WikiLeaks in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election. Man, what a time that was. What a time. My God. There was a message to Abramovich, from Abramovich to Podesta, to Podesta's brother, Tony, discussing an invitation to spirit cooking, which was interpreted by Alex Jones, a conspiracy theorist, as an invitation to a satanic ritual, and presented by Jones and others as proof that Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton had links with the occult. In 2013, Reddit Q&A, in response to questions about occults in contemporary art, she said, everything depends on which context you are doing what you're doing. If you're doing the occult magic in the context of art or in a gallery, then it is art. If you're doing it in a different context, in spirit circles or private houses or on TV, it is not art. The intention, the context for which it is made and where it is defined is what art is or not. Sculptor Nikola Pekshik has said that Abramovich had a lifelong interest in esotericism, spiritualism, and not Satanism. Okay, she's not.
Where the fuck is Paz on this? Why is Paz not on?
You can. I know Paz is screaming right now, going, "She's a fucking Satanist for sure."
Oh, absolutely.
Without a doubt, and I'm not chuffed about it. Are you? I'm not.
No, I'm not chuffed. I'm certainly not chuffed.
I refuse to be chuffed.
We'll get you chuffed.
Oh, yeah. The other thing that happened on Wednesday, which was really funny, pivoting, is that the World Bank basically had a note. Reuters reported the World Bank said on Wednesday that it cannot assist El Salvador's Bitcoin implementation given environmental and transparency shortcomings. We are committed, quote, to helping El Salvador in numerous ways, including for currency transparency and regulatory processes, said the World Bank spokesperson via email. It's going, baby. We can't help Bitcoin in El Salvador dismantle us. It's very powerful. It's a good little death knell. Are you excited, Carr? Are you chuffed? Are you chuffed?
Chuffed, yes.
Chuffed? That's a chuff?
That's a chuff. Shortcomings is kind of a funny, would be a funny word for premature ejaculation.
That is what they're talking about, is Bitcoin is going to prematurely ejaculate all over the environment.
If only it were two pumps.
Renewing. Renewing
half
it.
Half pump.
And invigorating it, okay? I'm going to do this, Carl. Okay. Watch this flip term. Watch this flip term, all right?
Okay, here it
Check
comes.
This out. Listen to this one. Boom, boom, boom. You ready for this? Bitcoin's good for the environment. How's that?
Hey-o!
That's a good one. There we go. Yeah, Bitcoin's like good for the environment. Double Anybody chuffed. Says it's bad, you say, nope, good. It's good.
It's good, go, why? Actually.
It's good, actually.
Well, no, here's the thing. If they say, why is it good? You say, go fuck yourself. That's why. And then you know what? If they say, no, really, why? You say, because there's not going to be a need for a single central bank anymore. There's not going to be any for any of the branch banks, no Chase banks, nothing like that. There's not going to be any pollution from any of their stupid air conditioners or any of their lights or anything like that. So go and eat a dick. And then you run away fast.
There's simply no conversation to be had.
Nothing to, and we can't tolerate this stuff anymore, gentlemen. It's not tolerable. It's
nope.
Not tolerable.
Nope. It's good. I like
it's good.
That answer.
Good for the environment. That, but that's what they do with every other issue, don't they? Right? Is they fucking just they go? I don't know. Whatever. And that's what happens. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, fire with fire. Stay chuffed,
absolutely.
Everyone.
Stay chuffed. All right. We'll see you later, guys. What a powerful go listen to the go listen to Clint's episode Liberty Lockdown. See ya. Say bye.
Stay chopped. See ya. Good.
It's stay
good.
Chopped. Stay chopped. Yeah, people are coming over here from that episode and they're going, What the fuck is this?
Why did Clint have these people on?
What is this? Because this is the thing, new listeners. We hope you stay aboard. Here's the thing. This is praxis. Everything that you just heard was theory. This is praxis. What you're hearing is praxis. Okay, we're madmen. Okay, we're radicalizing you through our words, okay? Mm-hmm. What do we have to say to new listeners that are coming over here from Clint?
Just know that
shout out to
powerful.
Clint. It's getting very big. We are very influential, very powerful. One thing I'd like to say is that Ronald Reagan created AIDS in a Canadian bioweapons factory in the year 1981 under the help of Dr. Fauci and Hugo D. Valentine, who used to work for the Macy's organization. Go look that up. It is important you find those things out. Carr, is there anything you'd like to tell the new listeners to prove to them that we are actually the same people from that podcast? It's just now we're on crack. We're in the crack house.
I would echo the Reagan administration investigation. That is a topic near and dear to our hearts. We will touch on it, in past, present, and future, and we will be exposing more information as our correspondents return it.
That's excellent. Aaron, is there anything that you would like to say to any of the new listeners to help demonstrate that your capabilities, your intelligences, things like that, anything?
Just know that I have nothing but contempt for you, and don't interact with me at all.
That's fair.
I will not like or retweet anything you say.
That's true.
But, if you want to, we do have a Patreon set up, so... If you want to, contribute to our continued success, we'd be most appreciative. But also,
go fuck. Yep, go fuck yourself.
It's it's always a roller coaster. Always such a roller coaster.
Sure is. I was thinking about another thing. Like, I think we don't usually challenge ourselves or put ourselves out there on this podcast to get some people
upset.
Why
would we?
Obviously, we have Aaron for that, and that's why the two of us, we don't do this. But I think it's time. I'm not. It's a temporary position. Perhaps it'll stay permanent, although it's becoming more and more permanent by the day. Thanks for that crack hit there, buddy. I think it's a time that we take an official stance on the LP again, right? Because lots has happened. I put out a call for alarm, and I was wrong. That's something I didn't call a Republican takeover. It actually seems like there's a real lib takeover, although it just got upended by the Mises Caucus, which good for you boys. I don't want to shit on anybody's parade here, but I am going to put my hand on the table here and say I am about 99% opposed to any LP activity at all. What do you think about that, Carr? You first.
I would round that up to 100 and okay. just say, and I would just like to note that politics is really boring.
The only 1% was a very small consideration for the idea that maybe we could use that platform to enhance a message, and that seeming like you don't need the platform to do that, as it seems like everybody's learning from other platforms now.
Plus, it's really boring.
And that was what I wanted to get to. But Aaron, you first. How do you feel about this?
I think the only legitimate use for the Libertarian Party is as a vector for radicalization. I think anything outside of that context is probably better done by the GOP. The role of the Libertarian Party should be to radicalize, and then eventually when that's taken place and all they serve as is as a spoiler for a potential right-wing populist takeover of the GOP in elections, it's time to
fold. The only other thing I got is that on Tuesday Biden made a Security Council for domestic terrorism, which we're definitely going to be classified in. If you look at the
documents. We're going to be domestic terrorists for sure.
Back to what we said on Clint's podcast, is this is a good example of them overplaying their hand. Did you see what constitutes, you know, a potential domestic terrorist? It's literally everybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The strategy
right,
says that experts
hard right
and
hard left
have to be shown.
Oh, really? Hard left, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody.
Wait, are you reading?
Wait, listen,
that, Bern.
Yeah, racial or ethnic bigotry and hatred, as well as anti-government or anti-authority sentiment.
What do you say?
Now, I don't know how that's even enforceable. It's not. It's one of those open door things.
I think it's selectively enforceable. This is introducing a new paradigm for sure.
Right. This isn't probably going to be used as a dragnet. It's going to be used as an excuse to go after certain people. Like, oh, well, they're violating, you know, whatever. They, you know, oh, expose the nose. That's bigotry,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The fruit versus vegetables deniers. Absolutely.
This will ensure
absolutely.
That anytime if an establishment politician ever gets elected president again, it'll ensure that there will be none of these riots and civil strife and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can count on them for that. But yeah, so that's that, and it's the military is the one who's going to be administering that. So that's always fun.
Yeah. And this is coming straight off. I mean, all the instructions that the military wrote and enforced in their efforts towards, anti-radicalization. I imagine that's probably the same lobbyists, the same consultants.
Yeah, no doubt.
Writing this one.
You were a little surprised there, Carr, that Bitcoin went under 30K. That was a buying season. I'm surprised you weren't in on that one.
I may have been in. A lot of times I wake up and I just buy it and I don't even look. So
that's based.
Isn't that kind of based?
I just put a number in, I just go buy it. Yes, that's based.
Yeah, and
that's
I think I bought
based
this
lifestyle.
Morning.
Oh, yeah. Good. Good. Got to get
in on
that.
I don't know when it dipped. I wonder if I'd have to go back and look. But
I'm fully in. I think we need to do like a Glengarry, Glenn Ross type movie where we all have to like compete against one another investing in Bitcoin.
Okay.
Yeah, and we just find ways to make the money, to put the money in, selling crack.
I've been in that movie for years at this point, so I feel like I've got a little bit of head start.
A head start, right. But you don't have the youthful vigor.
My knees are aching and So you could have
you have the skill and the tenure. But if this is a Hollywood film, I'm the young buck who's coming up right behind.
Amen.
And I'll be perpetually in last place because I'm a Monero shill.
That's right. You stay back there. Mm-hmm. You stay back there. Perfect. There's been nothing better. I really like it. I think we're in a great time.
It'll be a great movie. Yeah.
It's going to be a fantastic movie. Look at this. I'm scrolling Twitter right now to find some more things to talk about. And they're calling him a fucking dog killer. They're calling... God, I hate this.
Wheels.
Why am I doing this? Yeah, Wheels. What is that? Wheels. Where is that coming from? Wheels.
Because he's in a wheelchair.
Oh, I didn't even know that. You know, I have never seen that guy on a video anywhere. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wheels. Zooms. That's good.
Have you guys been keeping track of the Fed recently? We were talking about that on Clint's show. I think they've been waffling on when you're talking about politics being kind of funny, like,
yeah,
this is kind of where I would prefer my humor come, because maybe I understand it more because I'm not a political genius like you are, Bird.
that's a misappropriation. Yeah. Yeah.
Fag. But they've been basically like wishy-washy on what I think. Aaron, maybe you remember this, but didn't they say that they were not gonna hike, or they were gonna seek two rate hikes between now and 2022 or something like that?
Yeah, I think they've been just consistently like public facing, they've been consistently against hiking rates.
Yeah, yeah. And
probably
and
the
everybody
last,
came
like,
out
10
and,
years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. But it was funny because everybody was like, "Oh my God, they're, you know, they're no longer dovish on the interest rates," and they had just talked about, like, you know, probably a 25 basis point hike, you know, twice in 2 years, and it's just it's gotten, they're so painted into a corner at this point that it's, you know, who knows how long it can hang on.
Even going through my mortgage process, you know, I was kind of worried because I think they have hiked rates for consumer loans recently, and like I was thinking, like, oh crap, I'm gonna miss out on all these low rates, and I finally got it the other day, and it was actually not bad at all. I'm at 2.5%, and that's with 100% financing.
Jeez, that's insane.
Yeah.
Oh my God, man.
So I'm riding that wave, riding that tsunami.
Buck wild. Holy
ride
shit.
The wave, boy. Ride the wave. Ride it as long as you can. That is wild. 2.5% mortgage on a crack addict. That's wild.
Yep.
That's pretty wild. Yeah. Well, he's a serviceman, of course.
That's true.
Yeah, a hero. He's a serviceman. A hero. That's right. A hero.
Look, I'm a life sciences facility engineer. Without me, you're nothing.
Wow.
You're nothing.
Thank me for my service.
Okay,
that's
you,
what
sir.
Aaron demands thanks for is his
weren't you
without me, Aaron, none of the bioweapons would be made. The next vaccine just won't happen without me.
They would not have the quality of air control in order to develop the vaccine. God.
We're Aaron,
the next AIDS won't come to fruition without me.
Weren't you were an educator, right, Aaron?
I taught classes in my last 5 years in the Navy.
So, like, Tom Cotton, I remember this one scrolling through. He was talking about, like, critical race theory. You remember this? This is the thing, whatever the fuck that is, right? Actually, Carr, here's a meatball for you. Define critical race theory at literally what your brain says right now. Go for it. Bang.
I don't even know what those words mean apart.
Well, guess what? You know more than 99% of everyone else.
That's a great definition. That's the definition. So this thing that doesn't mean anything, right, became the subject of legislation. I think Florida started it. DeSantis was like, we're not teaching critical race theory to our children anymore. Carr, you can't even define it, huh? Critical? Right? Race theory.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I really want to tease this out.
Well, Carr, let me ask you this. Have you heard of the 1619 Project?
I heard it once on a podcast that was mentioning critical race theory, but I don't know what it is.
All right.
Man.
So,
it's,
wow, we really
what's funny is...
Once again, we have nothing to work with you.
Here's the thing. I can't define it either. I was kind of hoping... car could give us like a
you were gonna lean on me
ambiguous
for
perspective. Yeah, yeah, like a commentary. What do you like was like a base perspective. Yeah, like let's see what he's got about it. No, it's what I've come to the conclusion of is as well. Well, the reason why I wanted to ask is because Aaron, you do know about critical race theory, right? My question is, Tom Cotton came out and he was very upset that the Navy is teaching critical race theory. Now, are you a part of that conspiracy? And if you are, please explain to myself and Carr and our beautiful listeners what you were indoctrinating our youth with.
No, it's just over the last 10 or so years, the military has gradually been overtaken by its HR department, much like other institutions. So I didn't have to teach any of that. I had to, you know, be cognizant of it. When it comes time for promotions, choosing who gets promoted, you know, the more organizations, the more identitarian organizations,
the less based person is going to get the job.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like less based. If you're part of like the LGBTQ alliance at that command, if you're, you know, a black transgender Muslim, that fact certainly
like you.
Factors in. Yeah.
Like you. Yeah.
But, you know, my main experience with it is just 200 slide PowerPoints every week during a command, command brief.
200 slides weekly on critical race theory?
Yeah, we had like a command-wide symposium every month, and there was always...
Oh my god.
It was always integrated
like fucking
into...
Nightmare.
What are some things that you learned in critical race theory? Because I was never taught it. I went to a Catholic school. We learned about Copernicus. Please tell me what you learned.
Well, everything's couched...
Give me one meatball.
Everything's couched in the language of inclusion and kind of as a what do you call it, an opposing force of that, everything's couched in identitarian language. So
okay,
when you're talking about being inclusive, you couch everything in terms of the oppressed class and the oppressor class.
Okay. And oh, okay.
Oppression comes in the form of capitalism, colonialism, racism.
Sure. And the military is none of those things, correct, guys?
Well, absolutely. You know, they're working on it.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Within the framework of the military and the command structure, the power structure of the military, they're really working on being diverse.
Did you see the fucking
goes back to
the
meme of being drone bombed by like a transgender Muslim?
Did you see the video of the fucking shock test of the USS
I've been through
Gerald
a shock test before,
Ford? Oh, no! Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane. So that blew up, too. Akar, I don't know if you saw that. They fucking blast a ship with a depth charge or something like
that?
Oh, I
did see that. Yeah.
Yeah, they want to make sure that the ship can withstand a mine hit, basically.
So where were you during the taking of that? Like, were you on the ship, in the ship, I said, or, like, where were you?
I wasn't at the command yet, but I got there shortly afterwards, and, you know, they have, like, a skeleton crew on board to just navigate, and they have, you know, the however many ton explosive placed however far away from the ship, and it's just to make sure that the keel, it's to ensure the integrity of the keel.
Wild. Are you see this, because this was the debate that came out of it. Are you pro those fish or are you hashtag fuck those fish?
Oh, I'm fuck those fish. I think in a libertarian society, we would have people, you know, just using explosives for anything to further free market economics.
I love it. Nothing like exploding a battleship
Yeah, it's fulfilled. It would be. It's most akin to what the market would look like.
Is blowing is 40,000-pound bombs. Hell yeah!
I think if you started to scoop up the shredded and dismantled fish and sell them at a very very high price to underprivileged communities, I think that's we're starting to really put a finer tip on the type of capitalism that we're all aiming for.
In a free market, what we're aiming for ultimately is you can get your Jeep, your Grand Cherokee, and you can cover it in living pandas, and then you can blow up a bomb over it to shock test it. That's our libertarian society. That's what we're looking for. So in, by that measure, Carr, I assume most obviously you hashtag fuck those fish, right?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, the fish hashtag need to be diced up into smaller slices and, like I said, just sold to
contradictions. That's the word I was looking for. Edit that in.
Contradictions.
Yeah. I'll edit contradictions. Someone's going to hear in the middle. Contradictions. All right. Yeah, I got that. That'll be in there. Man, fellas. What else we got? Chris Brown doing Chris Brown things.
just beating a woman again or what?
Yep. Yeah, he's back.
He actually was. That's amazing.
Again. Oh yeah, right. It sure is something that nobody is surprised by.
No, not at all.
Wow. Taliban's back, baby. We're back.
Hell yeah!
You
saw that video?
Yeah, I sure did. I don't know. I don't know what the guy was saying, but he kept saying the same word over again. I just knew he was saying "based," but in Arabic. That's what I was assuming. Taliban's back.
Based.
After all that time, Carr Campit, after all that time, all that money spent, this is L number three in perpetual wars. L number three. We had,
were you talking drug war?
Well, no, real actual geometric warfare, in the form of Vietnam, lost that one. Mm-hmm. Lebanon lost that one. Libya's come. I mean, it's not done yet, so that's on the way, still cooking. And now Afghanistan. This is an L. This is an L.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's number three. Carr, is there an "I told you so"? And who's going to be listening?
There is an "I told you so," and nobody's going to be listening. And so
that's
maybe
right.
That in itself will remove the "I told you so." But yeah, it's totally. Yeah. Yeah, I want to. I mean, I'll be curious to see how it all shakes out. But actually, I mean, if my understanding of everything is correct, and maybe it's not correct, but this is probably going to be a good thing. I mean, relatively speaking, I mean, rather than having the ravage of war, having at least some kind of albeit authoritarian enforced, but some kind of peace for once in the region. I have no idea. I mean, is that off base or what?
It seems about right. I mean. I can't imagine it's once a new power takes over, it's going to be less peaceful. I don't know, unless there's a genocide, and then, oh man, we'll hear that one for a fucking...
Well, right, yeah.
The Afghanistan you see on the map of the world will resemble nothing like it is on the ground.
You're probably going to
see
the
Uzbeks and the fucking Pashtuns. And
there's a space to open up a little bit of a Childeberg, Afghanistan? Maybe
Chile, Afghan. Yeah, we need to know the Afghani language for five. Because I mean, I feel like we'll have enough momentum coming out of four to just
what
run
a big
the,
dick move
around.
As if we were like, "Where's Childeberg five?
Afghanistan,
it's Afghanistan." Mm-hmm.
Helmand
Province, partying.
Helmand Province,
right in the center of it, baby. Right, we're gonna be doing disco nights, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, man, that would be great. Well, I'll let him know. I got contact with Hunter Biden, so I'll go through Hunter Biden because he's probably brokering, you know, weapons deals, right? Probably.
Yeah.
Doing
and
something.
Maybe you can get some women at the next Childeberg, too, which would be kind of cool.
Adult women.
Yeah.
Because we need to be specifying.
A good unintended consequence about all this is that, you might see a slowing down in the opioid epidemic.
Oh, that's true.
Banger. Yeah. How do you make that connection?
Well, Afghanistan's like the number one producer of opium in the world.
Oh, by a lot, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're like basically the only producer, right?
That's like their number one cash crop. And
hey, that's how we make some money at Childeberg.
The U.S. military has always leveraged that as an intelligence gathering kind of exchange. We'll protect your opium if you, give us intel on the Taliban.
I got... one final story for you guys that was a real brain puzzler. So Subway has been in the news. Remember how we covered Subway recently? It might have even been last episode. We were talking about the Subway CEO.
Yeah, the CEO fucks fascination the wife and Jared fucks the son, I guess.
And yes.
Well, we guess.
The saga continues.
That's our guess.
They were put under the lab, the stethoscope. I don't know what the fuck that stupid thing is called. I hate science.
Microscope?
Don't listen. You're going to get blocked for that. The Subway sandwich saga continues after a lab. Okay, so here's the basis of it. Subway is being sued. They're being sued. Why? Well, because two customers alleged what this laboratory found out, which was that after testing Subway sandwiches and wraps containing tuna, they found no evidence of tuna DNA.
Huh. Ooh.
No evidence of tuna DNA.
Faux tuna?
The New York Times commissioned to have more than 60 inches worth of Subway sandwiches tested. That's 10 6 inches. 60 That's 10 inches 6 inches. Worth. Yeah, they calculated it, yep. Tested by a lab following a lawsuit in January which claimed that there's no real tuna in the chain's ingredients. The Washington Post was the first to report the allegations made by two California residents, Karen and Nilima. Nilima. That's a crazy one. Samples from the tuna.
Made up name.
That it is. It's Nilima Amin. Nilima Amin. Nilima, if you're out there, welcome to the show.
I'm sure it is.
I'm on this podcast. Samples of the tuna from Subway were picked up at three different locations in Los Angeles, and a lab conducted a PCR test. And the outline of it, they found that 15 species of fish could be labeled as tuna. Subway claims that they use skipjack and yellowfin. The New York Times, the laboratory spokesperson, said this. There are two conclusions. One is it's so heavily processed that whatever we could pull out, we couldn't make an identification of, or we just got some and there's just no tuna.
Okay.
So, they filed a lawsuit. Subway delivers 100% cooked tuna to its restaurants. That's a quote. That's a quote. So, and what the fucking defense is alleging is that, by the way, I hate to say this, and this is why my stomach is turning, because in reviewing, it also says that Inside Edition commissioned a similar study using the tuna from three Subway locations in Queens.
No.
And I've had Subway. I've obviously had the tuna. The results concluded that the chain does use real tuna. Ha! Gotcha. So Queens is safe. But Los Angeles is fucked. Yeah, well, I guess. It has real tuna in it.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah.
It depend on their local vendors fucking them.
Yeah, so. I don't know. So at least I've been eating real Subway tuna, and boys, I love it. That's why I'm saying here. I was going to do a Subway review episode. I'm still gonna, and this just makes it all the more. Like, the guy is banging wives. There's no tuna in the tuna in some of these places. What is going on? What is in it? What is
one
in it?
One of the most austere American institutions is under attack right now, and it's your job to defend them, Bird.
I want to defend them because I'm a huge fan of sandwiches, and they make fantastic, listen to me, fantastic sandwiches. No sarcasm in my voice.
Philly cheese flatbread with mayonnaise and spinach. That's my go-to.
Wow, that's an interesting one. I'm usually going for the tuna with red onion. That's it. Mm. What about, Carl, you ever get a Subway sandwich?
I'll occasionally get a Subway sandwich. Usually I just get I just keep it pretty even keeled with a turkey, and then I just load it up with some vegetables, get a little bit of, maybe a little bit of mustard, maybe a little bit of mayo, maybe a little bit of oregano, salt, pepper.
Wow, you're a spicy guy. Oh, wow, and of course you're going to put the jalapenos in, absolutely. So we can feel comfortable knowing that at least we're not the unlucky bastards who are being sued, that there's no tuna fish in there. We're probably getting tuna. Probably getting some tuna, and so we can keep eating our tuna if we're going to do that, which I am.
Cool.
That's all I've got today, gentlemen.
That's it.
That's all I've got.
I think that's it, man. I think we swam in.
We had highs and lows. Yeah.
With the fish under the aircraft carrier, and we swam out with the fake tuna in Los Angeles and possibly Queens.
Mm-hmm. We swam under the tomato patches of New Jersey. We swam through the lagoons of truth, and we've arrived at our conclusion. All right, so as we do every episode on the show, let's do a free market success story. So you first, Car. All right. Car, you got anything?
Free market success story? No, I'm not even convinced it works.
Fucking it, yeah. Thank you, man. Let's get real here.
I'm a free market success story.
Get the fuck out
of here. Subsidized loan.
Yeah. 2.5% interest rate on it.
Get him out. Get him out of here. Get us out of here, Car. Get him out.
All right, guys.
Get out.
Thank you for listening. Stick around, all the new listeners. If you came here because of Liberty Lockdown, we love that show. We love going on it. And we've had Clint on a couple times here. So until next week, keep two hands on the wheel.
Squaw.
Go fuck yourself.